back to part three of our yard sale series. So far, we've gone over the basics, marketing, and product placement. Now, let me introduce you to the number one yard sale rule. Once it leaves the house, it doesn't come back in. Honoring the number one rule is easy if you remember the golden rule of yard sales. If it has any sentimental value, I don't care if it's a bottle cap, keep it. If you remember the golden rule, then the rest is easy. You'll be ready to part with everything in your yard sale. That means at the end of the day, whatever hasn't sold gets sorted into two piles, dump and goodwill. It's just common sense. After making all that effort to get rid of the stuff, why the heck would you haul it back inside to collect dust for another 10 years? See, this is why your yard sale only goes till 3. That gives you time to sort through the stuff that didn't sell, drop some at Goodwill, haul the rest to the dump, and still make it to the baked bean supper in time to get a piece of peanut butter pie, which is always the first to go. Besides, you know your stuff will be appreciated by the folks at Goodwill and by Whitey Hebert down to the dump. I'm sure you got someone like him in your town, too. Just about every weekend, spring through fall, Whitey and his son, Little Whitey, who's got to be over 6 feet tall and probably weighs 250, are pretty much camped out down to the swap shop there, waiting to score all the stuff that people didn't sell at their yard sales. Whitey Hebert, oh, now there is a piece of work. You'll never see him at a yard sale. For a fellow like Whitey, buying stuff is out of the question. That would be failing at his life's mission, which is getting stuff for free. No, Whitey backs his truck right up to the swap shop at the dump and just stands in the doorway. When he sees you driving up, he's like, "Come to Papa." Your boxes of junk never even hit the ground. They go directly from your truck to his, all of it. He's not picky. And Whitey never breaks a sweat. If there's any heavy lifting to do, Little Whitey does all the work. His father just stands there chewing tobacco and supervising. Now, what does Whitey Hebert do with all that crap from the swap shop? Well, I'll tell you. He brings it home, puts it under one of them blue tarps, and your stuff merges into what's got to be one of the moldiest yard sales in Maine. Whitey's wife June runs that part of the operation. Poor dear. You've probably seen her sitting in a lawn chair, house dress, hair in curlers, smoking a butt. Charlie calls her a lady of the perpetual yard sale. So ends our yard sale series. I hope you found it helpful. Oh, and don't forget the secret sauce that makes it all work. Have fun, folks. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.